It's bittersweet to welcome longtime WKAR reporter, producer, host, and anchor Scott Pohl to MSU Today. Scott has retired after 35 years as a full-time employee at WKAR and MSU. So, Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Russ.
Let me ask you first, how does it feel to retire? And, of course, from WKAR, but in general, just what does it feel like? I know you're just starting it, but how does it feel?
Well, I'll tell you, Russ, it feels really weird in the age of COVID-19. In a lot of ways, I've said I wish I had retired 3 or 4 months ago so that the station would be positioned to cover the story with a full complement of reporters on staff. The other side of that coin is at times wishing I hadn't retired yet at all. The date was chosen months ago and was set in motion. There was no backing out, so to speak. So I feel like the news team here has done a really solid job of covering the pandemic. But like I said, it just feels kind of a strange time to be bowing out.
Scott, let's back up a little bit from the time you graduated from 79 to when you started at KAR in 84. Just describe your path a little bit, how you got to WKAR.
Well, I had a strong desire in those days to stay in the East Lansing area. I had gone to school here for 2 years after 2 years at Jackson Community College, and I fell in love with Lansing and East Lansing. I had jobs in commercial radio, even as a student at WFMK. But my desire to stay in the town and stay in radio was sorely tested during those years. I wasn't always fully employed. When I got the call from the news director at the time, Kurt Gilio, here at WKAR about a job opening here, it really was something of a lifeline where I'd be able to keep doing the work I love in the town I had fallen in love with.
And Scott, let's back up a little more even. Why MSU for you after leaving Jackson, and sort of how did MSU impact you, and even how kind of does it still as a spark?
Well, you know, I went to Concord High School, which is in the Jackson area. And so taking a couple of years at Jackson Community College was a pretty common thing for my classmates to do. A lot of us went there for a couple of years, but I was already a disc jockey in high school. I worked at a station, doesn't exist anymore. WALM were the call letters in Albion. So I was already a disc jockey. And the work I did at WFMK, I was a disc jockey until they made me news director shortly after I graduated. So I already knew how to talk into a microphone. I had already done a fair amount of freelance writing. I used to write record reviews and concert reviews. I was heavy into music. And so I already knew a lot of those things, how to do them. What MSU did was train me in other areas that have been really valuable to me as a reporter. My minors were in theater and in economics, two areas I never imagined devoting myself to. Learning about economics made me a better reporter, and learning how to act a little bit made me comfortable talking with people and asking questions when I needed to. So my minors, along with my telecommunications major at MSU, really served me well in this career.
And Scott, is it possible over 35 years to pick out a couple of favorite memories or moments?
Well, absolutely. As a kid, I used to be one of those Michigan kids who went to bed with a transistor radio under his pillow, listening to Ernie Harwell broadcast Detroit Tigers games, and getting to meet him and interview him a couple of times, I'll never forget. And the man wrote me a handwritten thank you note. After I interviewed him, he just displayed everything you ever heard about Ernie Harwell is true. What a sweet man he is. Another favorite memory is getting to talk with my favorite author, John Irving. I don't often fanboy when I interview celebrities or notable famous people. I couldn't help myself, though, when I talked with John Irving. I had to tell him that A Prayer for Owen Meany was my favorite novel and did more watching than I probably ever have with any other interview I've ever done. And of the stories I've done, one that I would cite that really meant a lot to me, as a child, I attended a one-room schoolhouse until the fourth grade, kindergarten through third grade. And so one-room schoolhouses have always fascinated me. And many years ago, I did a series of stories where I reported on the one-room schoolhouses that were still open at the time, and I got to visit a number of them. And so that story meant a lot to me. At one of those schools, I happened to be there when a teacher was exposing a child for the first time in his life to the concept of multiplication. It was one of those moments that a reporter dreams of. Those are a few of my favorite memories.
Catching up with the recently retired Scott Pohl here on MSU Today on WKAR. And Scott, how have you seen this medium of radio we love so much change over the years? And where do you see it going? I know that's a big question, but would love to hear your thoughts.
Well, radio remains one of those places where you can find information and entertainment free of charge. That's not to say that public radio stations like WKAR don't require the support of the public financially, but you can turn your radio on anytime, anywhere, and hear a song you love or get caught up on the news. I don't think that will ever change. We've heard that satellite radio is likely to mean the death of terrestrial radio. Well, it hasn't happened. There's been a shift in some ways, but I think people will always love to turn on the radio. In terms of journalism, I don't think it's changed at all, Russ. Our commitment to being fair and accurate, truthful, correcting mistakes when we make them, I don't think that has changed at all. I think WKAR in particular, public radio stations everywhere, will always be a source of comfort and truth and information that people will need from day to day. So I don't think there's been any change in that at all.
Yeah, hear, hear. And Scott, what's your suggestion for the young Spartans down the hall from you these days that want to get into this ever-changing communications world in some way?
Well, you know, we work with students with great frequency at WKAR. And what I typically tell young reporters is the truth about the business. You have to love it to be in this business. There are very few of us who make a great deal of money in this business. To get ahead, there's a great likelihood that you'll need to do some moving around from town to town to sustain yourself with a living wage, to be honest. There are a lot of ex-radio people out there, people who've been forced to leave the business. Journalism is the same way, of course. There are a lot of former reporters out there now doing other things because they couldn't make a living. That's why I say you really have to love it to choose this profession. If you don't love it, you're going to find yourself resenting, say, the low pay or the necessity to move around in order to get ahead. You don't want your life to be like that. So work hard, write, talk into a microphone all you can. Get used to the surroundings and have confidence. I often say that you have to sound confident on the air. So those are the few basic lessons I share with young people when they come through the WKAR studios.
Yes. And Scott Pohl, I'm wondering, I don't mean this to sound like an obituary in any way, but how do you want to be remembered?
Well, I think that people ought to remember that I tried to work hard. I tried to tell the truth. If I made a mistake, I tried to fix it. One other thing I hope people will remember about me is that I oftentimes brought a smile to their face, maybe told a story with some humor or introduced them to someone that they otherwise would have never met other than hearing me talk with them. Those are the sorts of things that are important to me.
And Scott, what's next? Because you won't be completely gone from WKAR, right? Tell people how and when they might hear from you, and will you stay active in local theater?
Two separate questions there. With regard to WKAR, Russ, I do intend to continue working. It will be part-time. And so that largely means when they need me. And here on essentially day one of retirement, I can't say with any certainty how often that will be, but I will be on the air from time to time. I might be filling in as a host on Morning Edition, or maybe All Things Considered. I might file the occasional story. It just won't be every day. I'm really looking forward to that. I thought of retirement as something of a deadline that I didn't really want to cross entirely. I do want to keep working at least from time to time. And so I think this arrangement will suit both me and WKAR and hopefully our listeners. With regard to the theater, I've become active with Riverwalk Theater in Lansing. I serve on the board. I've produced a couple of shows. I've acted in a couple of shows. It's kind of funny that I minored in theater and then never really did anything with it for 40 plus years, but I've really grown to love it. I support Riverwalk, but I support all of the local theaters, and I'm really looking forward to the day when theaters can reopen and that patrons will feel comfortable to return to the theater. So yes, I'm going to stay very active with Riverwalk Theater. In fact, I was chosen to direct for the first time next season, a show that would not open until May of 2021. So I certainly hope we reopen by then.
Well, Scott, that's all good news. And I guess, again, not to be overly maudlin, but in closing, just sort of a message for the WKAR audience.
I just want people to know that I have always respected our audience. I've always been grateful for the way they've supported WKAR. I hope they'll keep listening. I hope they'll keep contributing. I know that sounds a bit self-serving, but I mean it. I intend to do those things. And so thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has been at the other end of the radio when I've been talking into my microphones at WKAR over the years. You've all been great, and I hope to see you again soon.
Well, Scott, sincerest congratulations, and thank you for your many years of great journalism, and we'll see you around the Comm Arts Building.
You're very kind, Russ. Thank you.
That's Scott Pohl, WKAR legend who has recently retired, and I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.